and welcome to Walk the Pod, your daily walking show where I take my podcast for a walk because I don't have a dog, and you take 10 minutes out of your day to pay attention to what's directly in front of you. My name is Rachel Wheely, a tiny human podcaster, triple parent, and human in the world, walking around a car park in Old Studio Place, SW19. This is the place that I have moved to, an old horror studio in Wimbledon, which produced some incredible 39 films between 1953 and 1961, including some courtroom dramas under the title Scales of Justice. So it's pretty exotic around here. I've just booked a weekend away with the mothership at the end of November, which is very, very exciting. And I've been texting the co-parent about how to feed the lion, who just doesn't seem to want to eat anything at the moment, unless it's incredibly plain. Any thoughts on that? Answers on a postcard, please. Welcome along to the first Fry-yay episode of Series 20. It's episode 5 of Walk the Pod. Why am I walking around a car park for the second time this series? That is a very, very bad... it's a bad show, is what I will say, to record 2 episodes in the car park in the same series. I'm not getting out to the bike track if I'm walking around a car park, am I? So, it's just not good enough. There's a bandsaw going off in the background. And a person over the other side of the car park looking at me as if to say, who is that person walking around talking into her phone? So I'm striking out in the direction of the cycle path. I can't walk around the car park. That's no kind of setting for a podcast, is it? Honestly. Chatting to my therapist this evening before the kids turn up, which is something I'm enormously looking forward to. Should be able to check in with her about the lion and her just lack of interest in all food. And various other things. Talk about feelings and emotion and experience and how to be a human in the world. Something she's extremely good at. And I have learnt an enormous amount since I started talking to her just over a year ago now. I feel like she's been something of a lifesaver along with this podcast. So, very grateful to her and also to you for walking with me. Good grief, that's loud. I did not realise that somebody was going to be literally angle grinding at that moment. Not the best kind of grinding. And I feel like we've covered a lot of ground already in this series. We've talked about emotional bank accounts, talked about synergy, talked about abundance, and today I want to talk to you about spoon theory and energy conservation. Now, spoon theory was originally for people suffering from chronic pain, who spoke at length about how they have a limited amount of energy for every day due to the chronic pain they suffer, and that sometimes they have to reserve energy for things like, well, basic things like making food, having a bath, you know, that sort of thing. And it's been sort of borrowed, not to say appropriated, by people who talk about similar issues in terms of mental health. how many spoons do I have in a day? And what sorts of things deplete those spoons? If we look at spoons as like a unit of energy, a unit of mental energy, maybe I wake up with eight. Maybe certain things will cause spoons to disappear, and certain other things will cause spoons to reappear. Give me more units of mental energy to do the tasks I need to do during the day. So it's an interesting idea, and one that I've thought about a lot since I first learned about it several years ago on a Courage Makers podcast episode. Courage Makers podcast is a fantastic show about mental health and well-being and all the same sorts of things that this podcast is about, hosted by a lovely lady called Meg Cusack. Highly recommend that if you don't subscribe already, which, let's be honest, you probably don't. There's loads of podcasts, aren't there? Everyone has a podcast. There's thousands upon thousands of them. Chances of you already subscribing to Meg Cusack's podcast are pretty low, unless I've already recommended it to you, in which case maybe you listen because I suggested you do so. Do you know what? I feel so much better having come onto the cycle path. I'm on the proper cycle path now, as a couple of kids are kicking a football against a wall in the Wimbledon Chase Primary School playground. And it's just really nice to be out under the canopy of trees. Loads and loads of trees here with huge canopies shading the cycle path. And it's actually very comforting to be under their leafy umbrella. So I'm glad I came here. I'm glad I struck out into the car park and then sort of shamed myself into coming onto the cycle path. That was a good decision. So it's the end of the first of 3 weeks of Walk the Pod episodes for this series, series 20. If you're somebody who listens a little bit behind, it would be lovely if you would leave me a voice message. I often get voice messages from the Walk the Pod walking club, the likes of Leaping Lord Stephen and Captain Tim and Nigel Glithia. But if you listen a few days behind, leave me a voice note, because I will stick it in on the day I receive it. Don't worry if you're listening behind the episode that was recorded today. You are also my favourite listeners. What I've done, though, is I have redirected rachelwheelyisfunny.com to, or rather, Captain Tim has, on my behalf. Thank you, Tim. To go to my Big Wild Walk fundraising page. I'm walking 30 kilometres for the Wildlife Trusts towards the end of the month. Going to do the first leg with the Walk the Pod Walking Club, IRL, on the evening of the 24th of October, which is a Sunday. Then the following Saturday and Sunday, the 30th and the 31st, I'm going to be walking probably the majority of the 30k. The Wildlife Trusts want to restore nature, restoring 30% of nature by 2030. Now, restoring 30% of nature is a strange goal. I don't really understand how that works, but I think the point is they are going to do some rewilding. They're doing quite a lot of preservation work on various areas of nature in the UK and beyond. And as we know, nature is very, very good for the mental health. So I'm delighted to be raising a little bit of money for them. And if you'd like to donate to my fundraising page, please go to rachelwheelyisfunny.com and check it out. And if you'd like to leave me a message, go to walkthepod.com, where you'll find a button marked message, and you can leave me 59 seconds of your beautiful voice to accompany me as I wander around walking a non-existent dog like a crazy person. Interesting though, what I have definitely discovered over the last, I don't know, few months, not going to specify exactly how many months, few months, is that the more I slow down, the better everything is. Nothing worse than rushing around. So, very much stopping rushing around if I possibly can. And looking forward to doing some more walking as it gets colder. It's really lovely in autumnal at the moment. I absolutely love this time of year. It is brilliant. Even if my shoelace has come undone. Which it has. Okay, I'm going to say goodbye now because I need to tie my shoelace. That's the end of episode 5, series 20. This has been the episode about spoon theory and energy conservation. Hope you enjoyed it. If you have any thoughts on spoon theory and energy conservation, please get in touch. And if you don't want to leave me a message, email rach@rachelwheely.com. Take care of yourself and I'll be back on Monday with episode 6.